presents A Pulp Cthulhu Campaign, The Two-Headed Serpent, by Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matt Sanderson.
Okay.
They wander around. Every now and then they'll go over. You notice now that there's a little trough there. They'll scoop up some water, or maybe they'll go over and grab a handful of some sort of gruel-type substance that's out there. But they don't seem to be...
intelligent.
Actually, are you sharing this insight with others?
Oh, yeah.
So you weren't there, but the rest of you would have remembered that when you were at the warehouse and those bugs attacked, there was at least a couple of mafia people who suddenly sort of got... who kind of had that same sort of brain-dead look in their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
As if their actual will had been sapped.
After the bugs bit them.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was near
there.
Remember
in Oklahoma, the priest, there were copies of him.
Yes.
Perhaps these are copies of those people.
Yeah, maybe they're using their skins. They're not the people from those places.
They're growing skins.
So these are our cattle or something down there. Well, somehow we need to get ourselves into the pyramid. That is without question. Now, are there other buildings around, and there's a mountain with a mine shaft leading into it somewhere?
Are there guards or serpent people down there, or humans that appear to be watching over the others? Or?
There do not seem to be any serpent guards running around.
Maybe we can just walk right in.
Well, we have to go down the lift first, but yeah. What else is around us, aside from this pit and the guard shack by the fence? Are there other buildings or other things?
So you pass by some buildings as on your way to get to the pit. Those were abandoned office buildings, and one of them identified itself as being the storehouse area. One of them looked to be, I mean, you would have sort of just glanced by. One of them looked to have multiple bunks in it. This all seems to have been, those buildings seem to have supported this area when it was a diamond pit, a diamond mined area.
Okay.
And as near as you can figure, so the edge of this looked very smooth in the picture you have, but picture it being a little bit more, less smooth.
Okay.
More sort of excavating out.
And I assume we would have, as we were going by, made sure that it was actually abandoned. That there's
yes.
not. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Well, we could. Well, I'll go over to the lift and see what the controls look like.
So it looks like there are the same sort of plate technology you've seen before, where you put your hand on something to make it move.
Okay.
Francis, what are you doing?
If the lifts look anything like the ones that I've used before I joined Caduceus, then I'll go over to the lift as well.
They look exactly like the ones you used before.
In which case, I will endeavor to assist Farkas.
Okay.
And are the rest of you coming down as well? Or...
Yes.
Somebody wants to stay up with yes, I am. I'll come
some
down.
Brave soul with a rifle staying up top to cover us.
I don't know that I'd be much of a good shot from all the way up here.
Very well. How many people can fit in the lift?
You can take your whole group. That's fine.
Cool. Well, so whoever's coming, and then I'll put my hand on and with some instruction from Francis and see if I can get this thing to go down.
Is anybody staying behind? Chance. Chance, are you coming with them? Or?
Yes, I'm tagging along.
Okay. Tagging along. All right. So the device works for you fine, Farkas, but you do need to burn a magic point.
Okay.
Cool. Yep.
Tiring.
And you get down to the bottom level, and now that you're closer, you can see these people are, they've got, you know, vacant eyes, just their expressions are emotionless. They're not really drooling, but you get a sense like they're not that far off from that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just,
and they don't have any collars or anything.
They do not.
Okay.
When we're closer to them, are they exhibiting symptoms of a disease? Do they look pallid and sweaty? Are their pupils unusual? Do they have like spots or that kind of thing?
Spot hidden.
I can give you a better spot.
Oh, what was that?
I'm sorry, a hard success.
Okay. So, yes, they have some of the same signs of the illness that you were just in, the sleeping sickness.
Yeah.
In terms of the pallid skin, the, you know, sort of vacant looking eyes, not sweating per se, but, you know, just looking like they're on auto function type thing.
Are they clothed? Are they?
Yes.
They're absolutely clothed. Yes. Okay. Yes. They're clothed in. Yep.
The question was going to be if they weren't, then it might be easier to see if there were actual guards or somebody that looked different. But how many of them are there?
Oh,
dozens.
They're up. And now you're down. I mean, yeah, there's like way over 100 of these. I mean, it's hard to sort of do a count, but it's much more than 100.
Just looking around, though, it doesn't look like there's anyone who might be a guard or a controller or somebody who doesn't look like they're behaving the same way.
No, you get the sense this is the equivalent of putting the cows out to pasture.
No.
They just sort of wander around, and you don't need to have a farmer out there watching them because they're not going to do anything.
Are they ignoring us?
They are. I mean, you know, if one was wandering in a direction towards you and sees you, it sort of veers off, but not in a sudden way, not in a startled way, but just sort of, I guess I'll go this way. Oh, I'll go that way.
I'm going to start heading towards that pyramid entrance.
Yep.
I wonder if these people's minds have been permanently altered, or
yes, if they are,
can be fixed.
Well, that's a good question. Are they people whose minds have been taken out, or are they bodies that have been created without minds?
Well,
it seems that is both possible now.
That's just one way to find out, Farkas.
Yes,
it'd be too messy.
Dissection.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's a skin farm.
Yes, well. And a dinosaur manufacturer. Now, the opening to the pyramid, is that big enough for a dinosaur?
It is not.
Okay. So we don't have any idea. So maybe we should have backed. Maybe I'll just use my photographic memory. As we walked through the gate and there were dinosaur tracks that were pointed out to us by Octavio, was there any insight as to where they went? Came from?
So from around the area, around in the general area up above the pits.
Okay. So there must be somewhere, if these creatures were created in a laboratory, maybe they bring them out as small animals. Did you notice Paula? Is it Paula? Yeah, I think. How big they were when they first had jungle memory.
Do I?
Give me an intelligence roll.
Intelligence. No.
Yeah, no, you remember them being somewhat small in the laboratory, and then the next memory is sort of pretty big in the jungle, but where the transition period was isn't clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps we will find a dinosaur laboratory in here.
Oh, goodness.
That would I'd be something. I'd be walking
more quickly towards the pyramid. A dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly. This is very exciting. Fascinating.
Science. All right, so, Octavio, you're headed towards the entranceway?
That's correct.
There is a...
I was just going to say, I boldly walk through the throng of zombie-like people, kind of ignoring them.
Mm-hmm. So when you get to the entrance, you see there's a solid looking door, and next to the door is a on the wall is a hand-shaped sensor pad.
I motion for Farkas to come over. Like, this is beyond my area.
I look at Francis. Do you think we need to get into the wiring behind it first?
Either that or find a certain person and acquire a hand, or maybe somebody... Yes. Maybe somebody who had already been altered slightly to be like a serpent person, maybe their hand would work.
Well, I can try, certainly.
So, actually, that brings up a good point. Francis, you made that connection. Did you ever share it with the other people?
I believe I did when we were trying to establish what the time frame mm-hmm. was. And it seemed to be fairly widely known already, I think, the last time I brought it up.
All right.
Yeah, because so I told people.
Julia Farkas and Chance all know they have a certain amount of serpent DNA in them, although DNA isn't the right term. That their genetic structure has been mixed up, or they can't even use genetic. Your cellular structure has been mixed up with serpent stuff.
Well, I'll put my hand on the thing and see if she is correct that a 1% snake is enough to open the door.
Want to be clear, I never said 1%. But yes, the door does open, yes.
I'm just making up a number.
The door slides open in front of you.
Well, the world will open before you. It'd be interesting if it would have opened for anybody. And I'll step in and wait for Octavio to perhaps lead the way boldly onwards.
Sure, I'll shoulder my rifle and pull out my two pistols and move in.
Okay. The entrance goes forward for a short distance, and then you see there's a set of circular stairs, spiral stairs, and they go up and they go down.
Always with the choices.
We look to the others, to Farkas for direction.
So we're 200 feet underground, and these are spiral stairs. There's no elevator, no lift, no big hall.
Nope. Spiral stairs.
How does it get these things in and out of here, and the people as well? So I'm sort of picturing maybe that there might be mud and grass and so forth if they do bring the herds in. At night or whatever, that it might be clear which way they take them based on litter on the floor. Perhaps Octavio would be better at looking for it, but I can express the thought.
So there's no sort of large clumps of dirt and mass on the stairs. You get the sense that maybe they don't bring the herd in at night.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I sort of look for tracks in the dust that might be serpent people tracks.
Sure, go ahead and could somebody roll for Octavio?
Yeah, I'm in my car, so.
Sure. You get a 10.
Oh. That's an extreme success.
Yeah. So most of the traffic coming in this entrance goes up the stairs.
Perhaps we should go down.
Sounds like a plan.
That, I guess I'll go down.
And I'll just have my shotgun at the ready just in case.
Okay, so as you head down the stairs, there is a heavy blast door in front of you.
Is there a hand thing?
There is not a hand thing.
Is there a handle?
There's not a handle either.
Look for
I start buttons spotting and... the hidden thing yeah. around the door.
Go ahead. Could someone roll for Octavio?
89 Octavio and a fail also for Farkas.
Spot hidden. 23. Hard success.
Okay. What you notice, Paula, is that there is there's some wiring around where the door is. Mm-hmm. And if you point it out to Farkas, you'll realize there must be some sort of remote or something that you have to hit to open mm-hmm. this door. It doesn't seem to be anything sort of here. It seems to be something, you know, basically the equivalent of a key that you need to open this door.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That could be opened from a control room somewhere or something like that.
To open it without any noise. Now you could, of course, right. you know, go at the door, but.
Let me, so I, just cause you never know my dinosaur helmet.
Hmm.
Let me reach out with that again and see if I can connect into any of the circuits or controls or any sort of anything around here.
Well, that's a good idea.
No.
Okay.
No, not here. But can you give me a power roll?
I can. And I have a bonus die to pow. That is a 26, which is a hard success.
Okay. You don't get any reading off of this door, but you do sense nearby there's tiny little eat, hungry. And it's more than one little voice talking to you.
I think there are little dinosaurs perhaps behind the door.
You don't get a sense of direction. I don't want you to
But I can still say that, yeah.
Okay. Yes, you can say whatever you want, but yeah, I don't want you as a player to be confused about what I've said. So.
Yep, nope. Yes. Somewhere near here, there are many little dinosaurs. We must find them. But I guess we can either force the door or go upstairs.
It might be worth scouting out the rest of the structure. Maybe we'll find a remote opening device for the door.
And we'll definitely find some snake people.
Well, best to find them sooner and surprise them rather than vice versa.
Yes. Well, sorry about that, Octavio. I guess we will be going up instead of down.
He shrugs. leads the way up.
All right. As you get by the entrance, the stairs go up, and there is a doorway on your left. You're going up in a clockwise fashion.
Okay. Listen at the door.
Give me a listen.
That is a normal success.
There's definitely noise inside there. There's talking going on. It is not human talking.
Okay.
I mean, it's inhuman. It is language you understand, but not. You know, there's a lot more emphasis on the S's than you might expect normally.
Sure.
Well, I think if we want to surprise them, this is our opportunity. There seem to be several behind this door, and I will back away from the door.
I mean, I've still got this magnesium bomb.
Yeah, you do.
A 1930s flashbang. I don't see why we shouldn't use it.
Chekhov's magnesium bomb.
Bomb is introduced in the second act. It must be used by the third act.
Exactly. I mean, if we're happy to rush in, I could, you know, if somebody opens the door, I can light it and lob it through, and then we can storm through and try to attack them. That's in reasonable.
Let's do it.
All right. I will ready the magnesium bomb.
Okay. Octavia, are you opening the door?
Yeah, I'll basically do as they direct me.
So, Francis, what do you think? Will you think that this is not a bomb so much as a flare, something or other?
Yeah, I'm thinking of it as the equivalent of a flashbang. That it's going to make it's going to be surprising and make a lot of light, and that will be hopefully sufficiently distracting that when Octavia rushes in with a gun and starts, you know, shooting people left and right, that will be helpful. I'm not anticipating it actually exploding, more of it being alarming and distracting.
Okay. So, who's opening the door?
Chance.
I guess I...
that's fine.
Chance.
Chance is opening
in front of Octavio.
Well, so Chance is opening the door, then Francis, you're going to toss the flash bomb in, and Octavia's going to rush in afterwards. That sounds great. Can you give me a throw roll, Francis?
I can. It might involve me using all of my luck, but I can give you a throw roll.
Nice.
I can throw it. I can throw it. Everything.
So it's a success of some sort?
Yes, just a straight success. I've only got base
time. That's all it takes. So a large... Now, how much noise are you creating here?
I'm not shouting or anything when I throw it in. I'm just...
Oh, no, I mean your bomb.
The bomb. I'm not sure that it would be making a huge amount of noise. I think
magnesium burning is just a lot of light, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so it goes off. Octavio, you're rushing in.
Yes, sir.
There are three serpents. What's that?
I think I would rush in, too, with my shotgun.
Great. So there are three serpents, people who seem to be dressed in laboratory robes of some sort, and there are three serpents who are dressed as you've seen before with guns. All of them are grabbing their eyes. Let me just give each of them a chance not to have been looking. No. And no, they all rolled very poorly. so they are all sort of, they all apparently turned their heads when the door opened and were looking when the bomb goes off. Octavio? You know what? I think we're going to end there, because combat takes a while. So, a flash bomb has gone off. Octavio and Jean have rushed in. There are six serpent men there. And let me also describe one other thing that's here. The room is filled with tables, and there are people strapped down on these tables. It looks to be about maybe six or seven tables with surgical equipment all around them. All of the people on the tables look more or less the same from your quick glance. They look the same. I will let Octavio. Can someone roll for Octavio and Gene? And Gene, you can roll on your own, but somebody roll for Octavio. Spot hidden.
66 for Octavio, spot hidden.
I'll spend enough to make that a success. It's pretty close, but not quite.
Okay. And Gene?
That's a fail for me.
Octavio, as you look at them, you realize that all of the subjects on the table have a strange family resemblance to Josiah Meadham, who you remember you met a while ago, the leader of Caduceus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
Stop there.
If I survive, I will let them know.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Awesome. We'll see you next. Oh, well, sorry. Does Easter holiday interfere with anybody's playing plans? Or?
No,
I'm good in the morning.
I'm available.
Not me. I'm good.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you next week then.
Great. Well, thanks, everybody.
Good. Thank you.
Have a good week.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Bye,
guys. Everyone.
Bye.